It's that time again!
You've now entered the No Sales Zone.
No Sales Zone.
With Chris Fratch,
the plumbing sales coach,
peels back the curtain of what sales really is.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
And get ready to learn how to increase ticket average by providing better service. And now.
Now.
Are you ready?
Your host.
Ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen. Please welcome.
CF.
The plumbing sales coach.
What up? What up? It is that time again to get ready and learn about service. And tonight we're going to be talking about a time, well, quite frankly, I wasn't providing service. And it showed up big time, and it really showed up at the worst time. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about so much more, what I learned from that, what we can all learn from that. And also just a little bit of encouragement tonight to let y'all know, hey, look, I know that the world is shutting down again. I know that the rumors are out there, but remember, there is always opportunity in every situation. You've got to look at it from the right angle. You got to have a positive attitude. And quite frankly, turn off the news. All right, tonight we're talking about the time that I failed. But before we get too far into that, quite frankly, I don't want to even get into that, but we're going to. Let's get subscribed to the show. If you're new to the show, you've never subscribed to the show, or you don't get the alert right before we go live, type subscribe into the comments. And then what'll happen is you'll get a Facebook messenger sent to you, which will allow you to then get subscribed to the show. Finish that messenger chat out. Go ahead and finish that out, and then you'll be subscribed. You'll get alerts to all the shows. For those that watch the show, you know tonight is the drawing, our next drawing. Every Thursday night we do a drawing. Now, how this works is comments of the night from earlier in the days of the shows. All right, Tuesday night we did a show and two people got entered into the drawing. That's how it works. Tuesday nights and Thursday nights you watch the show, you enter the comment of the night by putting in the best comment of the night. I'm really struggling tonight. Should we just do the drawing now and end the show? All right, we're going to do that drawing here in just a little bit. And remember, all the winners from all the drawings get entered into the Master Grand Prize drawing for the $200. And that is coming up next week, actually. So we'll be doing $25 giveaway tonight, then this winner along with the last two winners, and then next week's winner. So someone next week will win $25 and pow, immediately be entered into the Master Grand Prize drawing that night, straight up. Can't make this stuff up. Well, you could. But eventually people would figure it out when the gift cards didn't show up. And a lot of you have won. So if you've won, let someone know and say, I'm a winner. Let everyone know, say, I'm a winner. All right, who do we got here? Josh Chandler, my boy, all the way from 6,000 feet in the air, roughly. Grand Junction, Colorado. Good to see you, brother. Pride Plumbing. He says, always glad to catch you live. Well, I appreciate that, sir. It's always good to have you watch on the show. We've got Stephen Foster. Good to see you, sir. I see we've got our one-on-one coming up soon. He's in the coaching program. Robert Avila says, everybody wins when they watch the show. That's true. Hopefully, we drop some nuggets of gold on here for you, some training on here for you. You know, my shows are public. I put a lot of information out. You know, a lot of times in these types of situations where it's a free event, it's like fluff information. But we put a lot of training out. And I actually have some other coaches, other trainers that utilize that information, and they put it out on their pages. People ask me if that makes me upset, and I say, no, I love it. That means the message is getting out. Look, I started this whole thing. I do this. I go to shops. I train. I do the show. I do everything that I do so that Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Smith can have a better experience. I'm interested in making sure that they get taken care of. And the way I'm going to do that is by helping you give that customer a better experience. If you're an owner, I'm going to help you set the right culture in your company so your technicians can go out, so your plumbers can go out, so your CSRs can handle the calls the right way, and so that the customer can get the best, absolute best experience possible. That's why we do this. So when someone else uses my information, basically what they're doing is they're multiplying that effort, and I love it. I thank you for that. It's flattering, I think is what they say. Seattle is popping tonight, Jeremy says. Jeremy Robinson, Tanner Palacios. Listen, Tanner and Josh Chandler, you guys have something in common. You're both extremely high in altitude, both having to set the dip switches, right, on the tanklesses. All right, Adam, good to see you, sir. What's up? Chris, Robert Barnes in the house, my boy. That dude's a killer in the game. This is a technician that is really GM in the making, I probably the best way to describe that. Tanner says, the man, the myth, the legend, Christopher Fresh. He says, what's up, Chris? It's my birthday, Christopher Bell. Hey, everyone, wish Christopher Bell a happy birthday. Christopher is from Peach Plumbing, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. And you're out of Atlanta, Georgia. I could be wrong on that. But if I'm right, let everyone know. In fact, let us all know where you're watching from. If you're catching this live, you're catching a replay, let us know where you're from, where you're watching it from. You're a business owner, but let's wish Christopher Bell a happy birthday. Another plumber in the trade, a service plumber who watches the show, is always trying to get better and grow, and I love that. Patrick Leonard says, yo, Jessica B's in the house. Good to see you. Manuel Contreras, good to see you. Sir, he says, yes, you're right. He is Peach Plumbing. Dan Thomas, always a pleasure, sir. Tom Shell, the doctor, the original, the one, the only. Chris Dick says, what's popping? You're popping, sir, because you're on the show. We're all growing together. Hey, look, this is about getting better. It's not about me telling you something you never knew or for me to try to conflict with what you thought you knew. It's just simply me telling you what I've learned through failures and experiences and through some successes, mostly failures. We're going to cover one of those tonight. In fact, it wasn't that long ago that I had this big problem in my life. It was actually last year that I went through this, what we're going to talk about tonight. And the thing that we can realize from this is that no matter where you think you are in the stage, whether you're an owner and you think you got your business entirely figured out, or you're a service plumber and you think you figured it out and you got it all down and you don't need any help, you're sadly mistaken in the key of life. And the fact that that is progress. It is always better to live a life of progress than a life of perfection. Because quite honestly, if you think you're living a life of perfection, you're simply lying to yourself. There's only one person that I've ever known to live a perfect life, and that's Jesus. And I'm not bashful about my faith. That's what I believe. That's what I know to be true. And so if that's true, we all can be open-minded and grow. We can always listen to the other side. We can always seek to understand more before we think we've got it all figured out. Tonight we're going to talk about a time where I thought I had it all figured out and quickly realized I did not. Ryan Matthews, good to see you, sir. All these happy birthdays. Wes Corville, all the way from live from Houston, Texas. He's a service plumber. Good to see you, Mike. Mike, good to see you as well, sir. It's been a while, brother. Good to see all of you on the show. Let's get this thing going because we got a $25 gift card. Can we show people the wheel? We've got two people entered into it right now. Lance Ball, who had a doozy the other night. He said a great, great show. Here's our wheel. This is our official wheel. We've got Brandon Graham and Lance Ball in the drawing right now. We've got two mystery names. Those mystery names, well, those are your names. You could get in there by simply having the comment of the night tonight. Tonight, we're going to pull two comments of the night. We're going to throw them on the board, and we're going to spin that wheel. And one of you is going to win a $25 Beast gift card. And if that's not exciting enough, the winner, whoever wins that gift card, gets entered into next week's drawing, which is a $200 gift card giveaway. That's right. Comment of the night tonight, simply that quick. Bam, $225 within a week's time, and you're not even sure how it happened. All you know is you found this awesome show. There was this really cool dude. He was dropping down some knowledge on the plumbing game and service game and the business game, and I won some money. And so why not, right? I love it. I love to give it away. Ryan says happy birthday as well. I love that. You guys are a community. You're a team. You're really all out there. There's enough customers to go around. There's enough companies to go around. Let's all get better together. I love it. All right. So also one last thing. Let's type ebook into the comments. If you want to get my ebook, if you're a plumbing business owner and you think you need, you know, more calls, let me just tell you right now, you don't need more calls. You need to do more with the calls. If you think you need better guys, you need to make your guys better. And if you think that you need better customers, well, let me just tell you right now, you need to give your customers a better experience. And you can get that ebook by simply typing ebook into the comments. And then what'll happen again is another message. We love that messenger. We'll shoot you a quick messenger message and you can put in your email address or whatever. And then we'll get you that ebook. It's a free ebook. The ebook's really cool because there's a lot of answers in there, but also there's links back to other shows where we directly hit on the answer to those questions. So you get all the information that you're looking for right there in one spot. All right, so let's get into the topic tonight. As you guys know, I travel around. In fact, I saw Tom Shell on here. I think I had just come back from his shop. I had just come back from Tom Shell's shop last year in April. I was out there, and I think right before that, I'd been in Texas and a couple other places, Alabama, and a couple other places. And anyways, I was out in the shops having a lot of success. Quite honestly, we were going out there. We were really getting a chance to bounce around on different calls with technicians. They were kind of grasping what we were talking about. But at the same time, I'm talking about me, but this the team that I have here. You know, we're, by the way, a lot of you asking by myself, is it just me? No, we've got a team of about 6 individuals full time that do everything from account management to producing the show to we've even got a marketing team that we work with, and just really a much bigger staff than just me. That's otherwise you guys, there'd be nothing here to watch, I'm telling you. So anyways, So as I'm going through, we're having a lot of success with getting ticket averages up and giving customers a better experience, and was really, really excited about everything and kind of hyped up, ready to go. And I get a call from a gentleman out in California, and I grew up in California. So I was kind of pumped up. I was like, I'm going to get a chance to go back to where I grew up and really show these guys how to do it. And it was going to be awesome. I hadn't been back in where I grew up really to do like any adult business or anything. You know, I left early when I was in the military, so I'd been gone for a long time, and I was really excited. It was an opportunity. It's kind of like one of those surreal moments, like, wow, I'm going back to California. I'm going to go out there, I'm going to train these guys. And I knew the area, and I was just excited about the whole experience. And I got out there, and when I got there, I realized like, oh man, here I am. I'm going to kill it. And so I went to town. I had a great morning meeting, was like, you know, this is what we do, blah, 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 blah. And got in the truck and went out to the first house and probably listened at 0. Got real excited and tried to. We pull up to the house and they have a septic tank that essentially ends up just needing to be pumped out. That's the whole problem here. Just a septic tank pump out. But when I say just, that's like literally all they needed. That was it. There was no other issues. But when I first got there, I saw that they had the washer draining down. They had their own line ran, about a 2-inch line, through the dirt, underneath the sidewalk, out around to the back, dumping into by this big, huge like tree. And then they had probably 20 chihuahuas drinking that water. And I was like, eh, I don't think this is a good idea. And so I say, hey, have you guys ever considered dumping this? It goes right over your septic tank. We could tie it right into your line. And what I failed to realize early on in this call was that the customer had actually designed that themselves. They went out of their way to make it this way. They wanted this real bad. And so me telling them that they should change it, I was just losing all kinds of credibility. More importantly, I wasn't listening to the customer's concerns. I wasn't listening to what the customer wanted, what the customer needed, what the customer was asking us for. And this perpetuated. So this was the first call of the day in a week-long trip. And it just started to get worse. I mean, every call I went on, just one after another, one after another, one after another. And the worse it got, the harder I tried. And, you know, when you think about that situation, you know, it can happen to any of us. And the title of tonight's show was, this was the time when I realized it was the process. It wasn't me. I'm not the magic. It's the process. It's going through, you know, this idea that technicians or plumbers or owners or people can't grasp the idea of how to go in and actually facilitate a conversation with a customer and understand their knowledge of plumbing and be able to tie the two together is asinine. We're all highly intelligent people. Now, I know you're like, wait a minute, I met some people. I didn't say we all display it, but we're all highly intelligent people. We were intelligently designed on purpose with purpose, and you got to understand that truth. In fact, a lot of our value comes from that. And when you think about that and you start thinking about what we're talking about here, it's really not anything new. We were born as people who were able to be in community. Now, I've got 8 kids. All 8 of my kids are very unique and different. They're very unique and different. But at the same time, man, they can all sell. They can all sell at a high level too. And not just because they're my kids. Brandon, good to see you on the show, sir. You're in the drawing, as you know. Flash that wheel up there one more time. I think I really like the work that we put into this kind of stuff here. Go on. We hold nothing back here. Absolutely nothing. I mean, look at that. We got reds and blues and greens and yellows, and that's pretty much it. All right. So we got Brandon and we got Lance Ball in the drawing. If you want to get in the drawing, you have the comment of the night. Add to the show. Make the show better. Tag someone. That could get you in the show. Share the show. I can get you in the drawing. Bob says, hey, Chris, good to see you, sir. Danny got the ebook. If you want the ebook, type ebook. Ryan Matthews says, happy birthday, and I already said that. So we're repeating comments. All right, so let's get back to this story here of when I'm out there, and this is the desert sun. Now, I want you to understand something. Before we move on, I could tell I was messing up. In fact, I wanted to help dig the hole to get the septic up. You know, normally I bounce call to call when I come out to a shop and kind of help that way. But today I was like, we're digging this hole together because I felt like I had really messed up. And it just got worse and worse and worse and worse. And it really came down to this idea. I wasn't trying to listen anymore. I was trying to explain and I was trying to talk people into and I was trying to use my words, use my mouth, use my desires, my knowledge, my expectations, my, instead of actually listening to what the customer wanted, the person who's paying for the service. And it really got me thinking. It really got me thinking. Now, there's something that happened to me the other day that I've got to just share, and it's about a restaurant, and I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant because it's not important, but it happened at this restaurant. We'll talk about what happened there, but it was really unique, is this idea that not listening to what the customer wants and giving the customer's there for service. Customer's there for service. And when you think about that, it's like, man, you really got to listen to what they have to say. You really got to listen to what they want. Listening is absolutely the key. And how we can, as salespeople, and if you're a plumber and you're like, I'm not a salesman, and I say, okay, well, you're in the wrong trade if you're in service plumbing, because service plumbing, it does have a sales connotation too. It's the sales industry. You got to know what industry you're in to get better. Otherwise, you're practicing on the wrong things. And the idea that sales is not always a bad thing. Sales is just simply a result of somebody needing a product or service and then an expert providing that product or service. And that's what you get as a result of a transaction called a sale. Well, that doesn't have to be a bad thing if it's done the right way. And so you're in sales, you got to know that, you got to get better. And so when it comes to service and sales and all the customer service and any of those kinds of things, it requires listening. CSRs have to listen. CSRs have to be very good at listening, or else they get the wrong data into the information. They have to be good at communication and repeating back that information to make sure it's all clear. You do too in the home. You know, I was at this restaurant the other day and I was eating out. In fact, Robert Avila was with me and we were eating, and it was kind of, everything was separated off. And again, the name of the restaurant doesn't matter. It rhymed with Schmappletees, but it doesn't matter what the name of the company was. So we were at this restaurant, right? And the guy, kind of like kitty corner, I guess, because every other table's closed, orders a salad with chopped chicken. Now, he made it very clear that he wanted chopped chicken. He said, I got to have chopped chicken. Chopped chicken's the only way I can eat this salad. If it's not chopped chicken, I probably will die. Not 100%. But he was very adamant about the chopped chicken. Very nice, older gentleman. Very graceful, but adamant. Chopped chicken is how I eat my salads here, my grilled salads here. So the waitress, who's struggling, we'll leave it at that. In fact, when we first got there, I remember telling Robert, I said, you might want to order two drinks because everybody's got an empty glass. So I ordered a Pepsi and a water, and I was the only one without an empty drink there. My Pepsi was gone, but I had my backup water because I saw what was coming. I knew the service wasn't going to be great that day, but that's okay. We pressed on. We were hungry. And so I watched this gentleman order the salad, and then 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later, out comes his salad. Now, here's the real kicker to the whole story. The manager brought the salad out. Now, the manager brought the salad out. So what's about to happen really blew my mind. Schmappletees, he says. Schmappletees. Is it legal to cough? So we were, we're looking at, you know, she's like, hey, she puts it down. It's not chopped. It's sliced. And he goes, oh. And he's an older guy, you know, he's just, oh. And she goes, is everything okay? And he goes, well, I really, really wanted this chicken chopped. And she goes, oh, okay, well, it's sliced. That's it. There's no, nothing. And he goes, oh, man, because, you know, I had ordered it chopped. In fact, I even told the waitress, I really, really would like this chopped. I want to make sure it's chopped because the way that I eat it is chopped. And she's like, oh, well. She didn't put it in that way. I'm like, oh my. Now, I'm already like, this is not happening. Like, there's no way that this manager just said, like, he's already asked once, he's asked twice, she's dismissed him twice. Now he's direct, and now she's directly dismissing him. Like, this is no longer like, you know, can I have it my way? Nope. So he goes, well, you know, when I ordered it, I really took a lot of time to make sure. And he goes on, and he's like, and she goes, well, yeah, so is there anything else I can do for you? And I'm like, no way. And so this goes on for like about 30 more seconds. And finally he goes, So you, okay. And he's just completely blown away that this is happening. She starts walking. He goes, wait a minute. He goes, so you're telling me that you guys aren't going to do anything about this? And she goes, well, we'd have to throw it away and make you a new one. So. And then the guy's just like, so throw it away and make me. Is this happening right now? She just walks off. Doesn't even give him. She literally drops like a mic drop comment on him as she's walking off. And I'm just like, wow. And she was okay with that. Now, this is common. If you go back and watch my shows, 2019, all last year, I think we're on episode 205 this year now. If you go back and watch the shows from last year, go back and watch 85 with the Cisneros Brothers, which, by the way, is where I was in California when all this story went down, where I was just struggling all week, couldn't sell, was in that rut, and was trying to talk my way out of it instead of listen my way out of it. And we can learn a lot from that. Here's another manager where the server didn't listen and the manager's not listening. No one's listening. So you want to know the key? You want to know the key to having a successful business through COVID-19, through 2021, through 2022, through all the future years, to really separate yourself? It's not going to be who can make the marketing the most. It's not going to be who can make the phone ring the most. It's not going to be who has the coolest logo. All those things are going to be cool and they're going to matter. But what's going to really come down to is who provides the most service. Right now, Disneyland doesn't need to advertise to you for you to think about Disneyland. Because they have set themselves apart, Apple, in the same manner. Over, I get statistics all the time. I have a podcast that's out there where I think the number one podcast or something like that for plumbing sales, for plumbing and plumbing sales or something like that. But it's doing really good, I guess. So that's on Apple. And when I get my stats back that show me all of the different people and all the different, you know, it shows me where you live, not your address, don't freak out. But it does show me basically where you live. No, it just shows me the city and state, but it shows me what you use, how you access it. And you know, like 68 to 70% of it is all Apple products. That blows my mind. I'm a Samsung guy, but what is it? I don't see Apple commercials all the time. I don't see Apple, you know, I don't walk into a Best Buy and they only have an Apple section. While they do have an Apple section, Apple understood the ability to get themselves out there and provide service. Now, I don't think they provide that same service anymore. Reputation precedes itself sometimes, but they definitely built that reputation up. Disney did the same thing. Other companies have done the same thing. When you go to the NFL games, when you go to the Major League Baseball games, when you go to the NBA games, you expect a certain level. There's restaurants I go to, I'll just tell you right now, we went out to eat a couple different places over the last couple weeks. I've had some different members of my staff out to eat with their families or whatnot. We've been at some restaurants that were not cheap, and I mean they weren't cheap at all. Where we're talking, what's the stuff called? Kobe, I say it wrong all the time. Wagyu. Stuff is delicious. It melts on your mouth. Anyways, that it's like the premium. I've been there, and then I've been at Waffle House, actually, just not that long ago. We went to Waffle House, and I got the steak there because I'm gluten-free, and really that was about all I could do to fill my stomach up. And I had a very different expectation of how that was going to go down. Look, when I saw the menu at Waffle House and I saw $9.70 next to the steak and it came with eggs and hash browns, I knew it wasn't going to be a prime cut of beef. And I knew the service was really good. But there's very specific expectation there versus when I paid $25 an ounce for a cut of beef. My expectation levels go way up. I don't want to have to ask for it to be taken back. I don't want to have to anything. I want it to, dang near, can you feed it to me? Kind of thing. Now, Waffle House, I'll feed myself, trust me. It's really important to understand this, because when you separate yourself apart from the rest with these ideas of service, man, what ends up happening is you're uncomparable. And people remember that. It's a memorable experience. You take a bad situation, turn it into a memorable experience. And that's what's going to really set you apart. That's going to drive the culture that you need to be able to really have a place. Look, when you have that kind of a reputation in town, the guys want to work for you. The customers want to do business with you. And they're willing to buy more and spend more based on your recommendations, as long as they're earnest, honest, and genuine. But when you do it that way, wow, what a successful thing you can have. Look, if you want more information about how you do all this, like how do you actually do it? Just type dominate into the comments right now. Dominate. What'll happen is you'll get a Facebook Messenger. We'll get you some information. We got some more free trainings we can send you. We can get you pricing and all kinds of information about our products. It'll be Robert or Derek will reach out to you, two of our account managers, and they will get you the information. But all you got to do is type dominate into the comments, and we'll get that information. All right, guys, let's get to this drawing. What do we got? Do we have a lot of comments? Says the program works, my boy. Josh Chandler says, I usually have only 2 calls a day and work about 10 to 12 hours a day. Listen to the customer and finding out what their concerns are. This is key. He says, if you have solutions to their concerns, you will always have a yes after a yes after a yes. Don't be afraid to offer them things that will improve their life. In fact, don't give them things that will just make it a problem further down the road. That's golden information right there. Says Shermapple Peas. I'm still thinking that's pretty funny. That's hilarious. All right, everyone wins when they watch the show, Robert says. I think Josh Chandler's comment definitely needs to be in there. I went to Bob Kellogg. Bob Kellogg says, incomparable is something you turn the light on for us, and it's helping us a lot. So that was just something that I went out to La Crosse, Wisconsin, and got a chance to work with Advanced Plumbing. And those guys are Advanced Plumbing Systems. I used to always say that wrong. Those guys are awesome. That's Bob and Brittany Kellogg, power team, just family duo, rocking it steady out there. It says providing service is taking the time to understand the customer's need and giving them educated options, and those should probably be your higher ticket. I would imagine what he's saying there. Domination Nation, my boy Jeremy Robinson. He says threw in a mow and flow on a water service the other day. Love, that's great. That's a great way to value add. Guys, listen, if you're doing water services for $2,500, $3,500, $4,500, $5,500, whatever the price is, and everyone else is doing whatever, and you throw in something like a flow by mowing with all your water services, it separates you because that value that flow by mowing has is a lot higher than the actual cost of the flow by mowing. And what you have there is value stacking. Bo Jolly, and now it's good to see you, sir. All right, let's get to this drawing. So we got, who are we going to put in there? We got Josh Chandler got added. So it's Lance Ball, Josh Chandler, and Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham's in the drawing. All right. So we got 3. We need one more. We need one more for this $25. Let's see what comments we get really quick. So see if we can get a couple good comments out there. Share your knowledge tonight, guys. What do you know about the world and all that it has to bring when it's related to service and service plumbing? Please share your knowledge and experience. Comment of the night. Remember, we got one more spot for the $25 Visa gift card, but that winner gets entered into next week's drawing for the $200 Visa gift card. This stuff is just... next week's the last week we're doing that because we will be broke after that. It looks like my accountant said, you can't do this anymore. You don't... I'm supposed to make that, monetize that somehow, he said, but have not done that. People are like, I'm supposed to get business coaching from you. You just give money away. I promise it works in the long run. Guys, he says, me. That's not going to get you in the drawing. All right, here we go. Let's give it out to Wes Corville. Providing service is taking the time to understand the customer's needs and giving them educated options is your higher ticket. Wes Corville, you are the last one to enter the drawing. We'll get that drawing going right now. Remember, next week we're going to have more entries into the drawing so that we give away another gift card. Next week we can get that finalist into the thing. I don't even know anymore. All right, so let's get that wheel up here. Let's get it spinning. For those that are watching and listening on the podcast, I get emails from a lot of you and say, hey, how do we catch the show live? Go to Facebook, watch the show. We're going over to YouTube. I've been told it's going to happen sooner than later, like literally within the next week or so. Is that right? Okay, he says hopefully. We'll see. We're going to YouTube here real soon so you guys can catch the show. But if you listen to the podcast and you want the ebook, go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com/ebook. Or if you want the ebook on this show, you're watching on replay or live, all you got to do is type ebook, E-B-O-O-K, and we'll get you the ebook. I thought I was like a high school cheerleader, right? E-B-O-O-K. That's how you get paid. That kind of works, right? All right. Thank you. Glad to watch. Good night, Robert says. All right. Good night. He says he don't care. If who wins tonight's show, he's out. He didn't win. He's gone. All right. Good to see. All right. Let's see what we got. Let's get this wheel of spin. Here we go. Lance Ball, Wes Corville, Brandon Graham. Who's the winner going to be? This is close. I don't even know what this is. Josh Chandler, that was the closest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Oh my goodness, that was intense. I was like, Josh, you just won. Josh has won before. I think Josh has won stuff before. Josh, you just won a $25 Visa gift card. Josh, you're in the drawing next week for the $200 Visa gift card now with the other two finalists, along with next week's finalists. Guys, watch the show next week. You'll get entered into the drawing. Next week is the $200 drawing. Don't miss next week's shows. Tuesday and Thursday, we got new stuff coming. We got merchandise, I swear. We got new branding. We got new logos. We got new everything. And I can't wait to share it with you. We're expanding. We're blowing up and we're growing. And I want to show you guys how to do the same thing with your companies. Reach out. Dominate in the comments. Subscribe to the show. Ebook if you need it. Love you. I got to go. See you later. Have a great night. And remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing.